Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound and those in prison, those who are unable to attend a Mass in person today. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and to remember to observe your Sunday obligation. The wicked have told me lies, but not so is your law. I spoke of your decrees before kings, and was not confounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. As we celebrate St. Justin Martyr today on June 1st, and the beginning of the month of the Sacred Heart, let us ask the Lord now for his pardon as we call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
let us pray. O God, who through the folly of the cross wondrously taught St. Justin the Martyr the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, grant us through his intercession that having rejected deception and error, we may become steadfast in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of Sirach. Now will I recall God's works. What I have seen, I will describe. At God's word were his works brought into being. They do his will, as he has ordained for them. As the rising sun is clear to all, so the glory of the Lord fills all his works. Yet even God's holy ones must fail in recounting the wonders of the Lord. Though God has given these, his hosts, the strength to stand firm before his glory, he plumbs the depths and penetrates the heart. Their innermost being he understands. The Most High possesses all knowledge and sees from of old the things that are to come. He makes known the past and the future and reveals the deepest secrets. No understanding does he lack. No single thing escapes him. Perennial is his almighty wisdom. He is from all eternity one and the same, with nothing added, nothing taken away, no need of a counselor for him. How beautiful are all his works, even to the spark and fleeting vision. The universe lives and abides forever. To meet each need, each creature is preserved. All of them differ one from another, yet none of them has been made in vain. For each in turn, as it comes, is good. Can one ever see enough of their splendor? The word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp. With a 10-string lyre, chant his praises. Sing to him a new song. Pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. For upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as in a flask. In cellars he confines the deep. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all who dwell in the world revere him. For he spoke, and it was made. He commanded, and it stood forth. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The opening words of our first reading today from the book of Sirach say, "Now will I recall God's works. What I have seen, I will describe." That's really the goal of the evangelist. That's St. Mark's goal today in our gospel, that he will recall God's works, what I have seen, or maybe even we could go a little beyond that, maybe what Mark has heard, what he's been told, I will describe. And that's precisely what he does in the gospel account today. Tells us about Bartimaeus, this blind man on the side of the road. He cannot see. He cries out, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Jesus invites him forward, asks him, "What do you want me to do?" And he opens his eyes and he's able to see and he follows Jesus. Mark comes to know this. Either he saw it himself, maybe he heard about it, but now he describes it to us so that now, all these years later, we might hear the story of Bartimaeus. And I think that as Bartimaeus struggled with physical blindness, well, in our world today, we could maybe say that there is some sort of spiritual blindness. And maybe we need the Lord Jesus to open our eyes so that spiritually we might see. Today, we remember St. Justin Martyr. At some point in his life, we could say that he was spiritually blind. He was a Roman. He was a philosopher. He lived in the very early days of Christianity, and he was seeking truth, and that led him to hearing the gospel. And the blindness that he had formerly, when he found he who is the way, the truth, and the life, the teachings of Jesus, when those who brought the gospel to him and taught him all about Christ and his message, he came to believe. And so his eyes were open. The spiritual blindness was gone. And St. Justin Martyr becomes what we would call an apologist of the church, that he becomes one of the church's greatest defenders in the early days. He wrote a few different apologias, defenses of what the early Christians believed. And one of them that he wrote, in a sense, living the words of the book of Sirach, "Now I will recall God's works. What I have seen, I will describe." Because St. Justin Martyr experienced the early days of worship in Christianity. He participated in those home churches. He received the Holy Eucharist. He was there as the word of God was preached. And in one of his apologias, he gives us really this great telling of how the early church worshiped. And if you were to read his account today and put it side by side with what we are doing at this very moment in this Mass, they would line up fairly well. That what the early church received from Jesus at the Last Supper, to do this in remembrance of him, is something that has continued throughout the ages. St. Justin Martyr, he wrote about the Mass. He talked about how the Word of God was proclaimed and then how a homily was preached. He even remarks that there was a collection that was taken up for the needs of the poor. Talks about the breaking of the bread and the distribution of Holy Communion and how others from the community were sent out to bring the Holy Eucharist to those who were unable to attend Mass in that home church or wherever it was being celebrated. So gives us this great defense of the Holy Mass as we know it today. And maybe for some of us, maybe we're spiritually blind. We don't see the great value of the Mass, that we see it maybe just as this repetition, the same thing every day the priest does, every Sunday the priest does, but maybe with the help of Justin Martyr writing about the Mass, maybe with the help of this Eucharistic revival, our spiritual blindness about the Eucharist and the Mass might be gone, that Jesus opens our eyes. I think what's incredible about Bartimaeus is that as a blind man on the side of the road, he relies on someone else to point out Jesus. And then he also had to know who Jesus was even before he was pointed out. So there were other people leading him and pointing him out in his life before Jesus passes by and opens his eyes. So maybe that's what the great tradition of our faith can do, that as we receive it now, that our ears are open and our eyes are ready to see the one who we celebrate and receive in Holy Communion today. St. Justin recalled the works of God, and what he saw and experienced, he described. And we have that today so that our eyes might be open to the glory of God in the Holy Eucharist. We unite our prayers together now with believers throughout the world petitioning the throne of God for the intentions of our Holy Father and for his health and strength in leading the church. We pray to the Lord. For the church that, like St. Justin, we may courageously defend Christianity against attacks and misunderstandings. We pray to the Lord. For the end to abortion, war, mass shootings, and all forms of violence, that Christ's peace will heal both victim and perpetrator, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord. For those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For Tom and Anne Vorpal on their wedding anniversary, for whom this Mass is being offered, that they may be graced with continued blessings, health, and happiness, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Almighty and ever-living God, we are confident that as we approach the throne of grace and mercy and entrust our petitions to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that you will hear us and answer us and bless us on our way as we follow you like Bartimaeus, through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. Wash me, O Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, that we may celebrate worthily these mysteries which St. Justin strenuously defended, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the blood of your blessed martyr, Justin, poured out like Christ's to glorify your name. It shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Justin, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. In receiving of your blood. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. 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 Thank you. Let us pray. Refreshed by heavenly food, we humbly implore you, O Lord, that attentive to the teaching of St. Justin the Martyr, we may abide at all times in thanksgiving for the gifts we have received through Christ our Lord. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here today at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. Stay tuned now for Cale Clark and the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. So please join me now in singing Faith of Our Fathers, number 520. Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.